get some fresh air in here. Karen, would you like to come and share with us and the children, please?
So, we'll start our story. Knight in the city and a brave band of heroes are ready to face the fiendish villains to stop them messing with your day. Sounds like it's going to be a really exciting story, doesn't it? Let me just see what the next page is. Oh, I don't like that page. I think we need to put that page. Oh. So, it's saying about that there's Cat Boy has incredible cat ears, that he can hear an evil laugh from miles away, so the baddies can't keep any secrets. Oh, look, there's too many words on that page. I think I'm going to put that page out. There's another hero. Anyone know what the story's about? So there's another hero. What about the green one? What do you think the green hero does? Any ideas? I don't like those words either. Oh, and that page comes out too. Right. Okay. I think we're getting to the baddies. We know who the baddies are. Do we know who the goodies are? No, we don't know who the goodies are either, because, you know. But there's some baddies. There's some definitely baddies in this book. Oh, that looks a bit scary. I think I'll take that one out too. What about this one? That looks like a really bad baddie as well. You reckon? Yeah, nah. And there's too many words. Yeah, there's definitely, that definitely looks too scary. Oh! We got to the end of the book. Oh, because I ripped all the pages out. Right. So what do you think this book was about? Yeah.
No.
You don't know. You're exactly right. So, there's some people actually think that the Bible's quite like that. They open the book and they go, "Nah, I don't like those words. Don't worry." do you think that's a good idea? So if you rip pages out of a book or you don't like the words, do you actually know what the book's about?
No.
So that's right. So one of the things about the Bible is God made all the words in here. So they're important, okay? And so when people say, "Oh, I don't like that word. That page, I don't know that page, let's turn to this page." You've got to remember that God breathed the words into the Bible. So they're pretty special words. So when you're reading your Bible, or your mum and dad are reading the Bible to you, remember that God actually breathed the words into the Bible, and they're really important. So, hopefully, Joe has a little memory verse song. Sorry, this is your... watch this.
Thank you.
of many verses.
Thank you. Thank you, Karen, and thank you, children.